Praised be Jesus and Mary. On that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. When we read the prophets, we should never let ourselves forget that the prophecies of the prophets have been fulfilled in Christ. With the grace that our Lord has given us, by that grace we already participate in that messianic kingdom. Our eyes see, our deaf ears hear. In an incipient way, we already participate in that kingdom of God that will come in all its glory, that we will participate in all its glory in heaven. Our eyes see, our ears hear. Many prophets and kings have desired to see what we see, have desired to hear what we hear, and did not have that grace. And yet we do. And that's something that we should be mostly grateful for to our Lord. Not only that he created us, he gave us the grace to be born, because in our day and age, you can't give that for granted, that we have the grace of being born, that we have received also the fullness of faith, that we live in a time, that we live after the redemption, and that we have received the fullness of faith. We live in the fullness of time when our Lord has come, when God has sent his only Son. And on this first Friday of the month, we should beseech our Lord for the grace of our eyes, that our eyes might be opened like the blind men of the gospel. Son of David, have pity on us. We should insistently ask for that grace. We should ask the Sacred Heart of Jesus to give us the grace to realize that our eyes are blessed to see what they see and to hear what they hear, to have the fullness of revelation, to have the fullness of the knowledge of the love that our Lord has for us. It's the one thing we can say, everything that we have belongs to God. He doesn't need it from us. The only thing that we can, the only thing that we can give him is our love. And that's the only reparation that he wants from us, that his Sacred Heart desires from us, our love. That's why we should pray to our Lord, Son of David, have pity on us. We should follow our Lord with faith and ask him, open our eyes, Lord. And believe with firm faith that he can do this. Our Lord asked them, do you believe that I can do this? Yes, Lord, they said to him. He said to them, let it be done for you according to your faith. May we also, by our insistent prayers, receive that same answer from our Lord. Let it be done for you according to your faith, that we might be able to love our Lord, love him back as he deserves and as he desires from us. Praised be Jesus and Mary.